Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
As a player in the game of life, your jersey has a number and a name. But it's the name everybody knows here at Thumb National Bank. Hi, this is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. From the huddle to the final score, team strategy pays big dividends. In a game of life, it's financial teamwork that translates to success. At Thumb National, let us show you how to score on your savings for a college education, a new home or property purchase, a business, agricultural or car loan, or any endeavor you may be seeking. So don't be a bench warmer. Stop into Thumb National Bank and let us help get you into the game of life. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does Thumb Cell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. Thumb Cell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
WLW Sports at the half finds the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers trailing the Pewaumo Westphalia Pirates 14-0 after 24 minutes of play. Dave Hanson, why don't you tell us how we got to this score?
After no scoring in the first quarter, with the 7:18 mark, Pewaumo Westphalia strikes first. Hunter Worth blasts through the line of scrimmage, 44-yard touchdown run. The extra point is good, and Pewaumo Westphalia leads 7-0. And just before the half, just under 1 minute to go, quarterback Jimmy Lehman on a quarterback sneak falls into the end zone. The extra point is good, and Pewaumo Westphalia leads the home team, Lakers, 14-0.
The time of possession is very close. Lakers actually has the advantage there. 12 minutes, 58 seconds for the Lakers. 11 minutes, 2 seconds for Pewaumo Westphalia. But the Pewaumo Westphalia Pirates have the advantage on offense. 192 total yards for PW compared to the Lakers, 111. A majority of that coming on that last drive with just 43 seconds left. For Pewaumo Westphalia, they are led on the rushing attack on their 71 yards, with Hunter Worth with 44 of them. That was on one run, which went in for a score. Other than that, Jimmy Lehman has 6 carries as quarterback for 13 yards and a touchdown. Cameron Worth, 3 carries for 8 yards, and Bryce Thielen, 3 carries for 4 yards. So, Dave, you take that one big run out of it, and it's a pretty close Lakers shutting down the gaps.
Yeah, you're about to mention the passing game, though, which has been the Achilles heel of this Laker defense, but I wanted to point out Jimmy Lehman has 13 yards rushing. He had a 16-yard carry.
Very true.
His other five carries have gone for negative 3 yards. So they've contained him outside of one play where he's gotten away. And I think you're seeing with Brennan Wisner coming up and helping at the line of scrimmage, that's certainly helping take away the read option. But it did burn him once on that long run, and the pass coverage has really suffered.
Jimmy Lehman from the quarterback position is 6 for 10 for 121 yards and one interception. His long was a 24-yard pass, which was into the hands of Garrett Treywaller, his favorite receiver. He has two receptions for 44 total yards. He leads the way in receiving for Pahuam Westphalia. Close behind, Cameron Wirth, one reception for 40 yards. Bryce Thalen, one reception for 18. Actually, he has two receptions for 37 yards altogether. And then for the Ellington Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 15 carries for 23 yards, 14 passing plays for 88 yards. Leading the rushing attack, Preston Warren, six carries, 19 yards. Then Taylor Cady has two carries for 4 yards. Brennan Wisner, two carries for negative 3 yards. And Jake Kretschmer has five carries for 3 total yards. He has not had a run over 1 yard on the night. Receiving, passing, Brennan Wisner's 9 for 13 for 88 yards. And Preston Warren's 0 for 1 with one interception at the very end of that first half. 88 total yards in passing for the Lakers. 30 of those went to Adam LeGault. 37 of those to Nick Siegfried. LeGault had two receptions for 30 yards. Nick Siegfried, one for 37. Preston Warren, three receptions for 22 yards. And Taylor Cady had one reception, which was brought down to the backfield for a yard loss. Dave Hansen, what are you seeing here?
Well, I'm seeing Lakers having a little success through the air. 9 of 13 passing, 80 yards. It's not a bad game, let alone first half for Brennan Wisner. Running game, absolutely non-existent. Jake Kretschmer, longest carry is 1 yard on 5 tries. Brennan Wisner has no love on the ground either. He's actually rushed for negative yards in the 2 times he's tried to run. You take that 13-yard blast from Preston Warren early in the first drive. They have nothing going on offense. They'd have 10 yards rushing right now if it wasn't for that play. So at some point, you got to look at what's working and what's not, and you can't give up on the run. You still got to find ways to get the running game going, but you're going to have to use that pass rush of Pahuam Westphalia against them and start throwing over the top of those linebackers and seeing if you can't get some positive yardage through the air.
Taking a look at the defensive side of things now for the Ellington Pigeon Bayport Lakers. They have 18 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, 1 interception, no sacks, no tip passes, only 1 penalty for 15 yards. Leading the way was Bren Wisner with 5 tackles. Corey Minetti and Blake Smithers each have 4. And then everyone else has 1 tackle apiece. Adam LeGault, Taylor Cady, Andrew Siegfried, Preston Warren, and Mitchell Schutte each with 1. On top of that, tackles for a loss go to Corey Minetti for 4 yards, James Dubes 1 for 3 yards, and Blake Smithers got in the backfield for a yard loss as well. And the interception into the hands of Adam LeGault, and the pass interference was the only 15-yard penalty for the Laker defense. Compared to PW's defense, they have 10 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, no sacks, no tip passes, 1 interception, no defensive penalties. So, leading the defensive effort, no one else but number 59 linebacker Jake Pung. He has 5 tackles, and then everyone else has just 1, except for Jimmy Lehman has 2 as defensive end. Tyler Smith, Garrett Treywaller, Peyton Heckman, Alec Thalen, Brendan Thalen, Evan Thalen, Cameron Wirth, Lance Rademacher, and Turner Pline and Damon Schneider each have 1 tackle apiece. Tackles for a loss, Bryce Thalen has 2 of them for a total of 3 yards. Jimmy Lehman, Isaiah Schaefer, and Jared Thalen each have 1 for 1 yard apiece. Interception brought in by Evan Thalen right at the end of the first half. He returned that for 8 total yards. So Dave Hansen, we're seeing a defensive battle here. Both teams with some solid tackles for loss. Lakers with 3, Pahuam Westphalia with 5. Each team has an interception. What's going to be the breaking point here in the second half?
Well, if Lakers can't find a way to move the football, they're going to be in deep trouble. They already have their backs against the wall, but not a lot on a running game. That's their bread and butter, and if they can't run the football, they're going to ask a lot out of Brennan Wisner. But the pocket has been is collapsing on him so quickly, he's not even able to scramble and make something happen with his legs. And Jay Kretschmer just hasn't been able to get going. The downhill runner's running right into these big defensive linemen and unable to get the that diesel engine engine moving. He's unable to show off some of that track star speed that he has. Even if he's not 100%, he's still a good downhill fast runner and unable to get out of the starting gate. So for Pauwama Westphalia, it's more of the same. I still think that they're going to attempt to throw the football a little more, but I think both teams are going to, finding success against the secondary of each other's defense.
In other area scores, Deckerville retakes the lead over Bellevue 16. 16-